paragraph Dalet, V'alkein Yemei Asfira Heim Sheva Shabosis. And this is why the period of Sfira Soimer is specifically 7 weeks, 7 Shabboses. B'chinas Tshuva, Shibchinas Shabbos. We know that Shabbos is synonymous with Tshuva. K'ma Shekosav, as the Pasuk says in Chumash, V'shavto Ad Hashem Elokecha. You will return to Hashem. The word Shavto, to return, is the letters Shabbos, exactly. K'ma Shekosav Shom, as Rabbeinu Zal writes, V'alkein Tzrichin Zayin Shabbosois. And this is why we need 7 Shabboses. Kitzorech Lasa is Tshuva Al Tshuva. Because Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Torah Vav and Likutei Moharan that Tshuva alone isn't enough. You have to do a Tshuva for your Tshuva. V'ikra Tshuva hu b'china Shabbos kanal. And we know that the real Tshuva is Shabbos. Shabbos is considered a day of Tshuva for all the 6 days of the week. Shaydei Shabbos nistaknen yemei achoel. Shabbos corrects the 6 days of the week. Ki yoyim ha-shvi yishu Shabbos u'b'chinas tshuva shemesaken kol ha-shiva yomim. The seventh day, which is Shabbos, which is Shavto, is a tikkun for all 7 days. V'yalkein kol ha-shiva yomim Shabbos achas. And this is why all 7 days are called a Shabbos. The word Shabbos also means a week. A week is 7 days. Because Shabbos is the tikkun for the Shabbos is connected to and fixes up the 6 days in front of it. V'alkein kisheroitzen liskois letshuva b'shleimus, dahainu lasis tshuva al tshuva. Therefore, when a Jew wants to be zeicha to real complete tshuva, which Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moharan is a concept of doing tshuva on your previous tshuva, tzrichin sheva shabbos is daika. We need 7 Shabboses, specifically. Shehim b'chinas Shabbos, achar Shabbos. That's the concept. We're starting with a Shabbos. We're starting with a week, you know, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Shabbos. We're starting with registering 1 Shabbos. And then we register a 2nd Shabbos and a 3rd Shabbos until we get to Shabbos number 7, which is the Shabbos of Shabbos. It's the tshuva al tshuva. Ad shezeichen l'tshuva shleima, ad shenasin kol ha-shabosim, kol ha-tshuvois, bebechinas sheishes yomim, till a person gets to a level where all of his Shabbos is and all of his tshuvois, which are in the concept of the 6 days of the week, ad shezeichen lasis aleim tshuva, to the point where a person zeichen to do tshuva for all of his Shabboses, bechinas Shabbos shehu yoyim ha-shvi, shemesakin ha-koil, in the concept of to the level of Shabbos, which is called the 7th day, which corrects everything. Meaning, Dahainu Shabbos HaShviyis, the 7th Shabbos, Shehi Tshuva Al HaTshuvois, which is the Tshuva on all the other Tshuvois, Shemesakin Kol HaTshuvois, which corrects all the Tshuvois. Vazai HaTshuva B'Shleimus, that's when the person is zocheh to complete Tshuva. B'Bchinas Tshuva Al Tshuva. This is the concept, lahavdil, of the boss of bosses. Shabbos is Shabbos, and Shabbos has a Shabbos. There's royalty and royalty of royalty. There's higher and higher levels the whole time. So the first Shabbos is Shabbos. The 2nd Shabbos is Shabbos square. You know, it's double that. The concept of 7... and 7 times 7, which becomes the 49. Vazai zeichen l'shvuas b'chinas keser. And when a person zeichen to do tshuva and tshuva al tshuva, then he gets to shvuas, which is the keser. V'zeh shenizkar Shabbos b'tchilas ha-sfira b'sofa. And this is why when the Torah describes the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer, look at this. It mentions Shabbos in the beginning and Shabbos at the end. K'may shekosuv, the pasuk says, "Usfartem lochem mimochoras haShabbos ad mimochoras haShabbos haShviyis tisperu chamishim yoyim." The Torah calls Pesach there Shabbos, and all the mafrosha. It's a big question. Why? There's all kinds of reasons given that you start counting Sfira from the day after the first day of Pesach, which the Torah calls Shabbos there. So the Torah tells us you're starting from Shabbos, and you're ending, and you're counting ad Mimochras HaShabbos, until the day after the 7th Shabbos, you know, which is day 50, which is Shavuos. B'china shtei shabos esna. Look at this. The Torah describes the parameters of Sfira as two Shabboses. B'china tshuva al tshuva kanal. V'al kein tekef b'shavu harishon shel Sfira zechu l'shabbos. And this will also explain why on the first week of the Omer that the Jews were in the desert, that's when Hashem taught them the mitzvah of Shabbos. Ki Shabbos b'mora nitzdavu. The Jews were commanded for the mitzvah of Shabbos in a place called Mora. V'hem bo l'mora tekef achar kriyas yamsuf, shohi b'shvi shel Pesach. And they arrived at the city of Mora immediately after kriyas yamsuf, which was on the seventh day of Pesach. So Hashem gave them the mitzvah, Hashem gave them the instructions about Shabbos on that day, in the beginning of the Omer, and then they were instructed about Shabbos again on the holiday of Shavuos, in the Ten Commandments, Baseres Adibrois. Haynu b'china shtei Shabbosim. Look how the Torah keeps showing us again and again that there's these two Shabboses. B'china shtei ha-tshuvoi she-zoch Yisrael kanal. This is the double tshuva that Klal Yisrael was zochah to at that time. She-shabbos harishoin na'aseh mi-shivas yomim. The first Shabbos is made of 7 days. A Sunday, six regular days and itself. Haynu ha-tshuva harishoina. That's the first tshuva. V'shabbos shnia. Whereas the second Shabbos, you know, the final Shabbos, that's not made from Sunday. It's Sunday is the first Shabbos. Shabbos number one of the seven Shabbosim is the Sunday of the last Shabbos. Shabbos number two is the Monday. Shabbos number three is Tuesday. Shabbos number six is Friday. And Shabbos number seven is the Grand Slam. That's Shabbos of Shabbos. Ayde b'chinas tshuva al tshuva kanal. Ad shezoichen letachles ha-hasogo. Until we're zoichet to the highest level of understanding, shehu tachles ha-tshuva, which is the peak of tshuva. Kama shekos of Shomez Rabbein Ezal writes over there. Vazai zoichen liyoyim ha-chamishim, shu b'chinas yoivel, shebo achar sheva shabbos ha-shonim gam kem. And then we're zoichet to the 50th day, which corresponds to Yovel, which is the 50th year, which comes after 7 Shabboses of years, 7 Shemitahs. Gamkein, Shubchinas Shar Hu Elyon, Tachlis HaSola, that represents the uppermost level, the peak of understanding. Sheshom B'Tachlis Ikar HaTikun, B'Bchinas Hamtein. There, at the Tachlis, when a person gets to that high level, Shom B'Tachlis, there when a person gets to that Tachlis, the main tikkun is wait. B'chinas keser, b'chinas tachlis idea sher lo yinei dekanal. The peak of understanding is to know that you don't know. V'ze b'chinas shnei shabosim shomru chazal. This will also explain the famous Gemara, where the Gemara says, El mole shomru Yisrael shtei shabosos miyad hoyenigalu. If the Jews would ever keep 2 Shabboses, they would be taken out of Golus immediately. Why? Why 2? Why not 3? Why not 7? Why not 2? Ki ha-ge'ula tluya b'tshuva. Because we know that the redemption is dependent on tshuva. K'may shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, uvo l'tzion goyel u'l'shove fesha. When will the goyel come to tzion? When will Mashiach come? U'l'shove fesha. When we correct the sins. U'shleimus ha-tshuva yidei b'china shnei shabosim. Dainu tshuva al-tshuva. And shleimus ha-tshuva is through double tshuva, as we learned in Likutei Moharan, tshuva and tshuva al-tshuva, which is these 2 shabosim. V'ze b'chinas mezukok shivosayim. This is the concept of a pasuk in Tehillim where it says, pure, refined 7 times over, 7 times 7. Sheva pomim sheva. B'china shabbos shabosayim. Concept of 7 times 7, as we said before. Dahainu shoisin tshuva al tshuva ad shoisin shabbos l'shiva shabosim. Until we make a shabbos of 7 shabosim, a shabbos that's the 7th day, whose first 6 days were shabboses. K'moy shabbos harishon shu l'shiva shabosim, just like the first shabbos, which has 6 days in front of it, the last shabbos of the Omer has 6 Shabboses in front of it. וזהו תכלס הזיקוק והצירוף תכלס התשובה. This is the epitome of purification, of refinement. This is the tachlis of tshuva. Now Rav Nosson Zalyed's Shayach Le'el, related to what we spoke about just now, V'alkein Be'geula Achroina Ksiv, this is why that when the Torah writes about the final geula, the final redemption, it says, Ki loy bechipozoin teitzeyu. When you left Egypt, you left on the run, you left in a hurry. When it comes to the final geula, you're not going to leave in a hurry. Ki hoylech lifneichem Hashem, because Hashem is walking before you, u'me'asifchem elekei Yisrael, and the Hashem of Klal Yisrael is gathering you in. Listen to how Rav Nosson Zal explains this. Ki b'mitzrayim sheloi hoyatikim b'shleimus, v'adayin rotfu ha'mitzrim v'asidrach rachreyem, oz huchrechu lotzeis b'chipozim. In Egypt, when the Jews were leaving Egypt, even though they were leaving, but the tikkun was not yet complete, they were not perfect yet at all. And therefore we see the Mitzrim chasing after them, Paro and the Mitzrim chasing after them. So they were being chased after, they had to run away. Livroyach ulehimolet misham mehera, to run away real fast. Sheze bechinas isur chometz, sheloi lahach min samoyach. This is the concept of where chometz is forbidden. Don't dwell. Don't wait. Run. Run for the hills. Avula osid lovoi. But when it's going to come to the final gula, shenizge letachlis hatikun b'shleimus, where Klal Yisrael is going to be zoche to the greatest degree of perfection and correction, azayia hachnoas hasitrachra b'shleimus, then the sitrachra is going to be subdued and defeated completely. Then we're going to be zochet to the highest level of understanding. The world is going to be filled with understanding of Hashem. That's why the pasuk says, you're not going to leave in a hurry. Because when a person gets to that peak of understanding, there the tikkun is, wait, slowly, stop, don't run. V'zehu ki hoylech lifneichem Hashem u'ma'asifchem elekei Yisrael. Hashem is going before you, and the elekei Yisrael is gathering you. Haynu lifnim miradifas hamachshova, kaviyochel Hashem yizborach bi'atzmoi, hama'asif u'mekabetz hamachshova, sheloi tispashit chutz lamachitza. This means when the person's machshava is racing and trying to jump up to Hashem, trying to leap up, to grab up to Hashem, so kavyochol Hashem himself is ma'aseif, gathers you and organizes the machshava, that it shouldn't get, person shouldn't be scatterbrained. That's, scatter is the opposite of being gathered up. That the brain should be organized and put in its place, and so that it shouldn't go out of bounds, chas v'shalom. V'hu gam kein b'chinas hizgalas elokus v'yisborach. This is also the concept of revealing Hashem's malchus, Hashem's greatness. Dahainu b'chinas elokim, shehu b'chinas tzimtzum ha-kodesh. The name of Hashem elokim, which represents tzimtzum, constriction, malchus, gevura. Shayidei zeh ikar ha-hasoga kanal. Through which is an extremely critical piece in a person being zoichet to understand. In order for a person to understand, he has to have boundaries. He has to know, he has to be focused. That word focus. Person's brain is all over the place. He can't understand something completely. He can't achieve success. V'alkein loy bechipozein teitzeo. This is why the person says, with not rushing, you will leave. Loy bechipozein daiko. This represents that high level of understanding which is associated with waiting. Because in that place, Mitzrayim and the Sitrachra are not chasing after the Machshava. Which when they're chasing after you, you have to run away. When a person is being chased by bad thoughts and then he's supposed to run. But rather, Hasagosam b'shleimus. We're talking about when Klal Yisrael will achieve a state where their hasaga will be b'shleimus. Molor zeh Hashem b'chinas Hashem Elokim. They'll have both the light and the tzimtzum. B'chinas rotzi v'shoiv. B'chinas hamtin kanal. Sheze yisku la'osid. This we're going to be zeichet to in the future. Shazai yizgala b'chinas shem molei. Then the Zohar HaKadosh tells us in the future will be revealed the complete name of Hashem, Shehu Hashem Hu Hu Elokim, which is a combination of Yud Kei Vav Kei and Elokim. That's called the Shem Yaboik, which is 86 and 26. Elokim is 86, Yud Kei Vav Kei is 26. Together it's 112, which is the word Yaboik, which is Yichud Brocha Kedusha. The first letter, Yaboik spells the first letters of the words Yichud Brocha Kedusha. It's the union between Brocha. Bracha is chesed, kindness. Bracha is the kohanim. Kois sevorachu es b'nei Yisrael. That's giving, open hand. Poseach es yodecha. And kedusha is tzimtzum. Kedusha is boundaries. Geder erva, it's called. Limitations. That's levi. V'kidashta es seleviyim. That's tzimtzum. B'chinas din. Lo sed lovoi, we're going to have the unification. They're both going to work together perfectly. We're going to have Hashem hu hu elikim. Baruch Hashem li'olam, amen v'amen. With this, we complete this first halacha. The Tikkun Ezer shows how Elohim is within Hashem. When you take Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, is Bigematria 26. 26 in Hebrew letters is Chaf Vav. Chaf Vav. When you pronounce it, Chaf, it's Chaf Pei. Vav is vav vav, like a vav with a comet under and a vav. So that the filling out of chav vav is pei vav. Pei vav is bigimatri Elokim. We see how the Elokim is in the Yud Kei Vav Kei. They are one. Hashem hu hu Elokim. Baruch Hashem.